Amen. God's a good God. Amen. Well, as I was praying about what to minister on, the Lord really kind of shared with me that many times we use that scripture, you know, having done all to stand, keep standing, and I preach on that quite a bit, but he really shared with me that I need to move on to the rest of that, talking about the whole armor of God, and I know we shared it here before at some point in time, but I'm going to read that from the new Living Translation over in Galatians chapter 6, verse number 10, and this is Paul ministering to the church. I'm sorry, Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10, or maybe I say Galatians, sorry, I'm half asleep. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10, Paul ministering to the church of Ephesians, and he said, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. You know, that's really a good word. You know, he's saying, you know, if I leave you, I want you to be strong in the Lord and his power and his might and his ability. And that's something I always pray. You know, we can be strong in the Lord because we understand his power, his might, and his ability that we have to rest in. And it's not always about us and our strength and our power and our might and our ability, but it's that we can tap into his strength, his power, his might, and his ability. It goes on to say that put on all of God's armor. Now, notice it says all, not just part of God's armor. You know, a lot of times we get a hold of a few scriptures, and they're good scriptures, and nothing wrong with them. It's all the scriptures we have. We're kind of like a one-horse pony, they say. You know, we have one trick up our sleeve, but, you know, if the devil comes in a different way, we don't know how to defend ourselves. You know, that's why it's important to read the whole gospel, not just part of it. That's why we're a full gospel church, not a half gospel church, not a part gospel church. But we have to understand, you know, it's about the whole gospel. It's about everything, not just about one or two scriptures. It's about knowing what the word says. It says, put on the whole armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. See, Paul is trying to tell you need to know everything because the devil's not going to just come one way. The devil's not going to say, well, I'll just attack you one way. No, you know, in war, whenever they're preparing for war, or if you're playing one of those strategic board games or whatever, then you look for someone's weakness. And so the devil knows what your weaknesses are, and he's gonna probably attack you there. The problem is, if your weakness isn't strong, then you're gonna probably give in. That's when we have to. That's why he started out to say, "Be strong in the Lord in the power of His might." It's not about your weakness, but about His strength. And we have to understand that everything we do is about the strength of God that's with us, that leads us, that guides us. Anyway, so you'll be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Now understand that, maybe that all you can see is somebody here in the world saying something about you, understand maybe that's not true, but they're coming against you, but there's something behind that attack that you can't see. That really there's a power there that you can defend against, but you can't defend in your own strength. Do you understand that you can't defeat the devil in your own strength? But you can defeat the devil if you know what Jesus already did. If you know the power that you possess through Jesus, and at that name, that demons have to tremble. See, we're not fighting against people. And sometimes it's hard because sometimes it seems that people are the weapons that are coming against us, whether intentional or not unintentional, because sometimes people say things and they're just saying what somebody else said. They would say, don't shoot the messenger. But sometimes we do because somebody says something and then we get all mad and we get all upset. But, we have to understand that our faith should be rooted in God. In God, we trust. And it's not about what somebody says. And we have to understand because it's really easy to get mad at people. It's really easy to get mad at what people say and what people do. But people are motivated by the devil. All right? Sometimes, and you know this, sometimes you say some things you shouldn't have said. They weren't godly things. They weren't uplifting, so it couldn't have been motivated by God. They were motivated by the devil. And you have to say, get behind me, Satan. You have no right, you have no authority to be here. Anyway, it goes on, it says this in verse 13. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Now, you understand, it doesn't say put on the armor whenever things are going bad. It says put it on so you'll have it on when you need it. See, many people, you know, they want to have the armor on the shelf. You know, we got it all clean with our armor all and everything like that. You know, we have it all shiny there in case we need it. No, we should always have our armor on. We should always be ready. We should always be ready. You know, and a lot of times people aren't ready. And so when the devil attacks, you're like, well, hang on, Mr. Devil, let me get ready first. No fair. You hit me before I could wake up. You hit me before I could go over there and put my armor on. I was shining it all last night and three, you know, last 2 weeks or whatever. It's all clean, but I haven't got it on yet. You know, the devil's not here to wait for you to put your armor on. You know, Paul was telling the church here in Ephesians, get your armor on and keep it on. You know, it should be just part of you. The word should be part of you. Whenever you're attacked, the word comes out. You know, that's what Christians do. Anyway, it goes on to say, therefore put on every piece of God's armor so you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth. I'll just stop there at the belt of truth. You know, the Bible says, we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. It's the truth. Now, I got the revelation, which is not really revelation, and we've known it for a long time, but just using it in context to our 21st century language. But, you know, I was laughing the other day because I was praying about some things, and it came, and I was listening to the news and, you know, some of the news reports, and the big hot topic right now is fake news. Anyone ever heard that in the news? People talking about fake news? And then all of a sudden the Lord says, you know what? The devil is the author of fake news. He's been having fake news out there for a long time. He, you know, because the devil will try to tell us what he's going to try to do to you, but he doesn't have an authority, but he tells you he's going to try. But if you know the truth, fake news can't bother you. But you have to be grounded in the truth. Now, the reason your belt is the truth, because you know what? Your body can't go anywhere that your midsection's not going as well. In fact, they tell us, I played football for many, many years, and they say, you know, if you're going to go tackle somebody, don't watch his hands or his feet, because people, you know, they start juking this way and juking that way and doing all kinds of stuff, but they can't fake their midsection. Said, if you'll focus in on the midsection, you know, you're not going to miss. But if you focus in on someone's hands or someone's feet, they do all kinds of weird maneuvers. In fact, it's interesting. If you ever watch an NFL or a college game, you know, where someone's broke a bunch of tackles, it's funny to, you know, not funny for them, but funny for you, to watch all the weird ways that these people are trying to tackle. They're like, you know, their midsection's over here. They're trying to go over here. They're trying to do all kinds of stuff, you know, because they got fooled because they didn't have the truth. They weren't looking at the truth. The truth is always right here in the middle. And if they'll pay attention to the truth, they won't miss a tackle. But if you know the truth, see, really, it's not your midsection has, you know, that's what balances you. You know, yeah, because you can throw your arm out this way. Now, if you get too far out, you might fall over, but your midsection, you know, counteracts. If you put too much weight this way, your midsection, you know, makes you counteract, you know, you don't think about this because God's so awesome that you don't have to think about stuff. You do, just automatically. But we have to know the truth. If we know the truth, it's, you know, that we can walk in the truth. And what is the truth? The truth is God's word. The truth is that Jesus Christ defeated the devil 2,000 years ago. The truth is that Jesus Christ went down and took away the keys. The truth is that Jesus lives at the right hand of the Father, and his spirit dwells on the inside of you if you're a born-again Christian. The truth is that you have power and dominion over the devil. The truth is that he has no power over you. The truth is that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. The truth is if God be for you, nothing can be against you. If you know the truth, you're grounded. And that's why it's so important to get the truth on the inside, right in the middle of your life. See, your life should revolve around the truth. The truth is God's word. And you have to know God's word. If you don't know God's word, then you can't use God's word. And that's why it's so important to know the truth. If we know the truth shall set us free. Because, see, the truth is freedom. Now, if we don't know the truth, we'll start listening to fake news. We'll start listening to what the devil says. We'll start going after his hand fakes and his leg fakes and all kinds of other fakes, but it's all fake. Only the truth is real. Now, the truth is you have dominion and you have power and you have authority. But if you don't know that, you can't walk into it. But you have to know, first of all, the truth. So it says, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. And it's interesting, it changed the word to body armor because now we look at bulletproof vests and things like that, you know. But we know that we're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And you know, when no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. It doesn't matter how many bullets the devil tries to shoot. We're the righteousness of God in Christ. We know we're in the body armor is what guards your heart. It guards your heart. And see, you have to get it on the heart. You have to understand that you are righteous through Christ Jesus. That it doesn't matter how bad you messed up, that Jesus Christ came so that you can have life and have it more abundantly. And he loves you. And no matter how bad you mess up, you still have the authority to come back to the throne of Christ. And understand, because the devil's going to lie to you. He's going to try to tell you, you know, that you have no right. But see, that's why we have to guard our heart. It's important because, you know, where your heart is where your life is. I mean, you know, if you have a heart after money, then, you know, that's all you think about money. You know, and it's important to understand that you should have a heart after God, that you want to do the right thing. Anyway, but the body armor guards your heart. Then it goes on and says, for the shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, that you will be fully prepared. You know, it's interesting it says the shoes. That means everywhere you walk, you have peace. And see, if you understand that everywhere you walk, you have peace, because everywhere you go, you bring Jesus, and Jesus is peace. The peace is past all understanding, because so many people say, well, you can't go there. It's scary over there. It's not scary if I'm walking there, because I'm walking in peace. The steps of a righteous man are ordered of God, and when I walk in, I'm righteous, you know, and I'm walking in peace. It says, you know, though I might, you know, walk through the valley of shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, because it's not about what's around me, it's about where I'm going. You know, I'm not worried about what the devil says. I'm going to have the peace that passes all understanding. And, you know, it's people say, well, Craig, I don't understand how you can have peace when you shouldn't have peace. That's why it's a peace that passes all understanding. See, people are trying to understand something that God already tells us we're not going to understand why. Quit trying to understand it and just have it. It's just have it. Why do I have to understand? Well, but I don't understand because all these bad things happen and you're having peace. Well, because I know my God. Yeah, but I don't understand. That's what the word says. You're not going to understand. That you can have peace even when you don't understand. See, people, that's the thing. We're trying to understand God. We think if we can understand God, it would all work out, everything okay. You're not going to understand faith. You're not going to understand how you can believe and things change. You know, we have the easy part. We just have to say it. We just have to believe. We just have to trust our God. We don't have to understand. We just have to have peace in spite of our situation. You know, we have to have peace in spite of what the devil or anybody else is telling you. If God be for you, who cares who's against you? It doesn't matter. Yeah, but I don't understand. How can I walk this way? And see, what happens is we're afraid to walk a certain way because we're afraid that God's not walking with us. But if we know our God, wherever we walk, he walks. We walk with God. He's with us. And so, you know, when we move, he moves. You know, we can have peace because our steps are ordered of God, because he's leading us and guiding us, because he's showing us the way. He's enlightening that strip. You know, maybe it looks like it's darkness, but you know what? You know, he's leading us through. You know, let God lead you. He'll lead you through the right thing, because you know what? That's why it's important to have all the armor, not just part of it. Understand that every time I walk in peace. And so if you ever wake up someday and you're not in peace, then you need to change something. Figure out how you're going to get in peace. Change your shoes, change your socks, change something. You know, I don't know what you need to do, because it's God's will for you to have peace. And there are times that I've woke up and I didn't have peace. Or there are times, and I don't know why, but you know what it was? It was I was listening to what the devil was trying to tell me instead of listening to what the truth in God's word is. So if you don't have peace, then you need to get peace. How do you get peace? You go to the word. And the word says. You know, and that's why I like that scripture, the peace that passes all understanding. Because I don't have to understand why I have peace. I just have it. Well, how do I have it? I don't know. It's because my God's so good that he's able to help my eyes overlook situations that everybody else is looking at. Because I'm not looking at it, you know, as a man looks at it. I'm looking at it as God looks at it. And the things that are impossible to man are possible with God. With God, all things are possible to them that believe. I know what the word says. So you know what? I can walk in peace every day. And I just want to encourage you that each and every day, if you find yourself at any point in the day not having peace about something, then find your peace. Figure out how you need to get peace, you know? Or maybe you don't have peace because you shouldn't be there. You know, sometimes the Lord leads us and he guides us and, you know, what not to do. Like I said, I know people that were and I know people that weren't there at the Murrow Building, Oklahoma City, when the bomb went off. Some people were there, and something on the inside said not to be, and they perished. Some people weren't there because something on the inside said not to be, and they weren't there, and they lived. You know, and it was interesting. You talked to one of them's wife, and they were saying, you know what? He had no peace all day long. He kept saying, I don't want to go, but I just need to. I need to take care of some things in my life. I need to go. In this situation, he was on Social Security, and had some things messed up or whatever. He had to go there. You know, it's more important to walk in peace. You said, but I don't understand. I don't understand because, you know, you would think peace would be making sure the money is, you know, working okay. No, but peace is doing what God wants you to do. You know, peace is being there at the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. So maybe it's the right thing to do, but maybe it's the wrong time to do it. And so sometimes people, you know, even when the Lord leads us and guides us and shows us things to come, sometimes we want to make it happen tomorrow when God's not trying to make it happen tomorrow. It's for the future. You never know. And so, you know, I always just let God. Amen. So moving on, it says, excuse me, therefore putting on every piece of God's armor so you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you'll be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth, the body armor of God, righteousness. For the shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you'll be fully prepared. In addition to all these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. You know, and as most of you know, the shield of faith is actually, you know, and that's our trademark. Many people have seen the faith shield. I don't know if that's the actual shield of faith. Somebody drew that, one of our employees, and it became our trademark. And, you know, but, you know, when the devil is trying to throw things out, we block it with the shield of faith because we already know. We know it has no right. It doesn't have to hit us because you know, our faith is around about us. And maybe actually, you know, it might be better in the new age, I say new age, I'm not sure, society we live in, you know, with the Star Trek society, you know how people, they put shields on, they're invisible. You don't have to see it. And you've seen Star Trek, Star Wars, those movies, you know, where it said, put on the shields, and there's an invisible shield. But really, probably your shield of faith is more invisible. You don't have to see it, you just have faith surrounding you. That's why it's important to get a hold of faith. That's why it's important to get a hold of what the Bible says about that. That's why it's really important to get a hold of the faith message. And we have many different books, tapes, CDs, or whatever about faith. And we, you know, our ministry teaches on faith more than any other subject. But, you know, we have to have faith in God, not in anything else. That we have faith that it doesn't matter what the devil tries. Every fiery dart's going to be blocked. No weapon is going to prosper. It might come against us. It might come, you know, see, when we're watching those movies, you see things coming at, but they hit the shield and they fall away. See, that's what happens. But what happens in our life is the weapon starts coming at us and we start freaking out. We don't trust our shield because that's faith. Faith is trusting it, whether even if you don't see it, you still trust it's there. because you know your God. And you know your God loves you so much that he's going to block that. You know he's already blocked that 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ died upon the cross. And in the name of Jesus, all you have to do is claim it. In the name of Jesus, that fiery dart will not have any effect in my body, in my life, in my family, or whatever it might be. Because I have that shield out at all times. You know, it's interesting. I've always wondered in these sci-fi movies, the shield's only out certain times. You know, they have to put it on. I'm like, man, I'd be putting it on the whole time. Because what if something comes up and you didn't know it was going to come? You know, come. Keep the shield out. You know, I guess maybe it's not out all the time because it can't operate with the shield, but you can. You can operate. You can walk in peace even when you have the shield of faith. You know, and you know, what's interesting when you use a modern version of the shield, unlike, you know, the shield of faith where you have to actually move it yourself, you don't have to move it. It's already there. It's already shielding you all the way. It's not like, see, some people think, well, if I just do something, then I'll shield it. Well, all you have to do is believe. Just believe. Only believe. All things are possible if you believe. Just believe. That's all you have to do is believe. And how can we not believe? And we're talking about believing in God. We're not talking about, you know, believing in Santa Claus here, or the Easter Bunny, or the Tooth Fairy. We're talking about believing in God. God, the one that made the heavens and the earth. I mean, how hard is it to believe in God and trust in God and trust in the Lord? You know, and obviously, if you can't believe in God, you sure can't, you know, go back to the Old Testament scripture, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, because you got to trust in the Lord. Trust God. Just trust God, you know, because, and understand, when you're trusting God, you're not trusting yourself. So some people say, well, but I don't have what it takes. I don't care what you have. It's not about what you have. It's not about what you've done. It's about what he did. It's about what Jesus did. And all you have to do is understand that what Jesus did, understand that when you walk, you have peace, understand that you are righteous in Christ Jesus, understand that around about you is a shield, whether you see it or whether you don't, the devil has no way to penetrate it unless you let him. See, the only thing I believe that you can do is actually put the shields down. You can either put them up or you put them down. And many Christians have the shields down because they don't understand that they have the authority and the power to put them up through faith. But they're trying to trust in their own strength. And even when I see many times people trying to, it's like, but Craig, I read Brother So-and-So's books and I'm here. I mean, I can do seven of these steps, but man, the step eight is really hard. Well, step one is put your faith in the power of God. And if you put your faith in God, that's all you really need. Let God take care of all the other steps. See, that's why I love scripture. It says only believe. All things are possible to them that believes. How much more do you need than all? Is there something else that all does not encompass? Tell me something else that all would not encompass. And if you can tell me that, then maybe I would panic about it. But all is an all-encompassing word, meaning if I can believe that all things are possible. Means everything is possible that I need. You know, sometimes if we would read the Bible and understand it, it would change our life. But, you know, and what's interesting part about it is when I've had sessions, when I've counseled people and talked to people, I find out that they can quote the scriptures themselves. They just don't believe them. They just don't believe the scripture because even though they said, oh, you said, but Craig, you know. Well, what do I know? What do I know? Do you have a red letter Bible? This isn't red letter. This is Jesus Christ. This isn't Brother Hagin talking. This isn't me talking. This isn't the devil talking. But, and I always said, but you know, there's no buts. Because I always make fun of people and said, you're the only but. Even though you're not really a but, you're the righteousness in Christ Jesus. But sometimes you act like a but. And I believe that, you know, sometimes it's our stubbornness to trying to figure things out that cost us. Quit being so stubborn and trust God. Yeah, but I don't understand. You're not going to understand it all. You know, there's many things I don't understand. In fact, one time my grandfather was talking about a certain situation that happened in his life with the family member. And he says, you know, and the Lord told him, don't touch it again in thought life. Because if you do, it'll cause you problems. So, you know, if there's something that goes on in my life that I don't understand, I always say, well, you know what? Once I get to heaven, I'll ask Jesus about that. But, you know, then I've often thought, well, once I get to heaven, I probably won't care. You know, not everything goes like the way that we think it might go, and sometimes we don't understand, but you know what? I'm not leaning my own understanding. I'm trusting in him. And, you know, when I found out that when I quit understanding, it was easier to stand. If you don't understand, you can stand because, your mind doesn't question why you can stand because you don't understand why you can stand, but it doesn't matter because you can have peace because you walk in it. You step in it. Because everywhere you move, Jesus is there. You walk in peace. You know, and maybe as I walk in peace, I walk in understanding because sometimes I understand it as I walk through it, I understand it, but I didn't understand it when it started. See, a lot of times you understand as you walk through, but you know what? If I never understand, it doesn't matter. As long as it gets through, who cares? I know people that have gone through a situation and they're trying to figure it out, but I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know when. Who cares? You did. Because God did. Because God loves you that much that he led you through it. Anyway, so as it says, in addition to all these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery darts of the devil. Put on the salvation as your helmet. See, understand, the reason the salvation is your helmet, because you have to see things like Jesus saw things. When he died upon the cross for your salvation, everything changed. And if you'll start renewing your mind, you'll see things different. You won't see things like you see things, but you'll see things as he sees things. Because Jesus looks at a problem, he doesn't see a problem. He is the answer. So whenever you look at a problem the way Jesus looks, all you see is an answer. You don't see a problem. But it's because of your salvation, the answer has been given to you. And he said, but I don't know how. You don't have to know how. Don't lean to your own understanding. Just walk in peace. Yeah, but no. See, the salvation, your helmet, your mind being renewed. You don't have to see how. You just see the way, the truth, and the light that Jesus provided. So many times he told his disciples that it's going to be this way, and they're trying to understand it. And that's the thing. This past week, I spent a lot of time with a lot of our ministers over in the European countries, and it's interesting. In Europe, it seems that, in fact, I thought, man, these people in Europe are a lot smarter than I am. But, you know, it's interesting because as I begin to watch and stuff, and, you know, a lot of the people in Europe, they're trying to understand the gospel. And you can't understand the gospel. You just have to believe the gospel. And so they're talking about how because of their culture of learning everything, that it's hard for them to put aside their knowledge and just trust in God. But you know what? If the salvation of Jesus Christ is in your head, if you don't think about anything else, you know what? It doesn't matter what the devil says. Doesn't matter about his fake news. Doesn't matter what it looks like around you. Doesn't matter that it doesn't look peaceful, because you know it is, because you walk in peace at all times. Because you know your God. And you know what God is able to do through you. And all you have to do is continually put on the whole armor of God. And it goes on to say, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And that's the one thing that we have to understand. We have to know the word of God. So we know the word so we can speak the word. We know the word so that we can speak the word. You know, and that's why it's important to get a hold of the word. My grandfather said the number one reason why people do not get their knees bent is they don't know what the word of God says. When Jesus was tempted and the devil tried to bring fake news to him, he would always say, but it's written. It is written. It is written. So know what's written. Know what God's word says. You know, so that way you can speak the word. Well, and here's the deal. When you speak the word, it's not that, you know, understand, you might speak it to the devil, but really speaking the word is bringing forth life to you because you're hearing the word as you speak the word. As you know the word. It goes on to say, Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. You know what? We need to stay alert. That the devil is attacking at all times. But we need to keep that armor ready. We need to know what God's word says. We need to know that we can walk in peace. We need to know that, you know what, it doesn't matter what's coming up. That God will get us through. Amen. Well, that's really all I had for today. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for each and every person that's here today. And we thank you, Father, for this quick little message. We didn't go in great detail, but you know what? We covered what needed to be covered about putting on the whole armor of God so that we can stand against the power of the enemy. And we thank you, Father, for each and every person that's here. And we thank you if anyone is here does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they won't leave this place without the salvation knowledge of him. If you're here tonight and you said you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, lift your hand. We want to pray with you across this auditorium. If you're here and you need salvation, lift your hand. Father God, I don't see any hands. We thank you. If anyone is here and needs to be saved, we thank you, Father, for sending laborers across their path on a daily basis. We thank you, Father, for everything you're doing in their midst today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, before we go, does anyone need healing in their body? Let's all stand up. If anyone needs healing, come down here. We want to minister God's healing power to you. Amen. Jesus is the healer. Amen. Amen. Jesus is the healer. By his stripes, we are healed. Amen. So if you need healing, come down here. We want to minister God's healing power to you. Anybody else besides Jim need healing? Just come on down here. Hallelujah. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, there it is right there. That's it right there. The healing power of God's flowing into Jim's life from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. We thank you, Father, for healing him in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 God's a good God. Amen. Amen. Don't forget mom and dad as they're there in Virginia. They're there all week long. You know, and remember them in prayer. You know, a lot of times that we don't think about, you know, that they're just an extension of us ministering there and you know, just uplift them, you know, because God wants to do many things. Amen. Amen. Any announcements that we need to make, Greg? All right. Well, you know, the way we dismiss around here, I'll be back at that door to shake your hand. If you don't want to shake my hand, there's a door over there you can go. Amen. God bless you guys. Take care. Have a great evening.